KHL.
Powered by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling.
With Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, and Ron Slay.
KHL 104.5 The Zone, welcome in. Happy Wednesday to you. What does that mean?
Day!
It does indeed. Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, Ron Slay with you. And we're very excited to welcome Josiah Jordan James into the show, Tennessee basketball star Josiah Jordan James. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Get my bag packed right now. About to head back down to Knoxville, or up to Knoxville, I should say. About 5.5 hour trip. So just get ready for that.
I got you, man. All right. You investigated the jump to the NBA. You decided to come back to Tennessee. How challenging was that process? Why did you return to Tennessee?
I wouldn't say that the process was really challenging. It was a lot of fun. I got to be down in Miami for a couple of months doing my pre-draft stuff with Excel Sports, my agency. Got to be with a lot of really good, talented dudes and just great people down in Miami. I got to go invited to the G League camp with Olivier. I worked out for four teams and went through the whole process. And then the last day, I sat down with my family. We made the decision to, you know, return for my last year. It was really a win-win opportunity for me.
Yeah.
Whichever path I chose, but it was exciting. It was a lot of fun, and I'm glad I made the choice to come back for my last year.
So what are those discussions like with your family? I mean, were they good about, hey, like whatever you want to do, you tell us. Like, how did it go?
Yeah. I give a lot of credit to my mom and my dad and also my step-parents. I have a step-mom and a step-dad. They were just like, you know, from the get-go, they were like, whatever you want to do, you know, we'll be on board. They gave me their input, but ultimately they were like, it's your decision. It's your life. You have to wake up and then live with the decision. So whatever you choose, we'll be on board regardless. And so that gave me peace of mind going into the whole process. And so I give them a lot of credit.
Good parenting there.
Josiah Jordan James with us on 3HL at JJJames30 on Twitter.
Triple J, man. Listen.
Talk to me, Slay.
So we diving into this thing. You coming back, man. You got to first tell me what your relationships mean and how did they weigh in on that decision? You know, with guys like ZZ and the way that things ended, Santi made his decision to come back.
Yeah.
How much did that weigh in on it, man? Because I know it's a family-oriented team up there.
Yeah, you know how it is. The relationships was really the biggest thing for me. And I would say, like, these last 4 years at the University of Tennessee have been the best four years of my life, and it's just because of the people that are there. I give Coach Barnes and the whole coaching staff a lot of credit just for the culture, the kind of guys that they bring in, you know, lifelong friendships that I've been able to make. And even the people outside of basketball, like, throughout the whole community of Knoxville, you know, the regular students on campus. Like, it's just a lot of love when you're there. But I'd say the relationships that I had, you know, Zakai, he's like, that's my go-to guy right there. He was like, we're not going to talk again if you leave me. So I didn't want to go down that route. And so I wanted to make him happy for sure. But yeah, the relationships is really key for me.
That's big. You can tell that, man. The way you guys move, the way you guys picked him up. How difficult was it to walk him through his situation, losing Zakai, knowing you guys had to continue to push through, didn't really have time to mourn his loss in a sense because you had to keep on pushing, and the ball was rolling at that time. How difficult was that for you guys and for him?
Yeah, it was crazy because, I mean, you never really expect something like that to happen. You know, the second to last game of the regular season, you know, he's the heart and soul of our team. And when it happened, I remember I went to halftime, we were playing Arkansas. I'm like, yo, Z, you'll be good. Like, we got this game for you. You'll be back next. Maybe you might miss a game or two. You'll be back for the SEC tournament. And, you know, getting the news the next day on our off day that, you know, that he tore his ACL is really tough. But, I mean, he's been through so much. He's handled it like a champion. Me and him, we talk each and every day. So his rehab is going well. And, you know, I just can't wait for him to be back healthy. If you ask him right now, he could tell you he could go play 40 minutes right now. I just tell him he got to take it easy. He's got to take it easy. But, yeah, it was tough for us finishing the season off like that, you know, with such little time. But I feel like we handled it as well as we could.
Now, you gotta walk me through this Duke game, man. This Duke game. When you're looking at highlights of the season, man, sitting on the edge of the couch, man, from wire to wire, talking about physicality, talking about making shots, defense strapping up and locking guys down. Man, what was that experience like, especially on that stage to play Duke. We have a Dookie sitting in the building right now. Yeah, my co-host, you know what I'm saying? But,
I'm like, why are you bringing up old stuff? I don't get it.
That game was a lot of fun. You know, just going into that game, we knew that they were really talented, but we knew we had the experience. We had the, you know, the physicality edge over them. That's just what we tried to bring, you know, for the full 40 minutes that we had to play. And, you know, it played in our favor. We knew that they were a really talented team. They're going to be really good next year. I see there's a lot of guys back. Yeah. They'll be more mature. But going into that game, we just wanted to bring the physicality to them and, you know, try to get them out of their offense. And, you know, offensively just, you know, get play inside out. And we did that, and we were able to come out with the win in that game. And that was, you know, Olivier had a really great game. I was so happy for him. And shout out to Olivier. He's going to Michigan. But I still love him. I hope everybody still loves him. But, yeah, that game was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a good point that you bring that up, because guys have to make decisions for themselves. So hopefully fans can you know, understand that and have some 100% respect for that.
As long as he's happy, I'm happy.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Like whatever decision you make in life. But let me go back. Slade's going to put you in the boom boom room here in a second, but let me go back real quick. McDonald's All-American. you choose Tennessee. You're a 5-star player, top 20 player in the country. Why Tennessee in that moment?
Yeah, you know, I was blessed to be highly recruited. And so Tennessee was my first Power 5 offer. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was my eighth grade or my ninth grade summer. And I was playing 17 and under. Coach Barnes and Coach Schwartz were at the game. They ended up offering me after that game. And that was my first Power 5 offer. I came on a visit, my first real official visit. Me and my dad got in the car. My freshman year, I came up here. And, you know, just the relationships that I had with the coaching staff. And one thing that stuck out about them, from all the other schools, it was like them and another school who really only did this. It was like they told me how good I was, but they also told me the things I needed to work on and how they can help me improve. And two of those things were my shooting and my defense. And I think, you know, I've improved tremendously on both of those since being at the University of Tennessee. But, yeah, it really just came – like I'm a big relationships guy. You know, they – I trusted in Coach Barnes. I trusted in the whole coaching staff, and I still do to this day. And if I had to make the decision again, I would choose Tennessee 10 times out of 10.
Clearly, you just did again.
Five for five. Exactly.
Josiah Jordan Jay's with us on 3HL. All right, Slay.
All right, Triple J, man. Now, this boom boom room, you ain't been in there, but if you go in there, you accept everything. You get in there, the door's locked behind you. It's just me and you sitting there rapping, and you have to answer everything truthfully to the best of your ability. If you don't, you will be put in the basement with the lost souls. You get two meals a day, and the door does not get unlocked. It's kind of like what A-Rod went through.
There.
Okay, all right. Let's do it. The Hawk, lock the door.
Ah, yes. One man on his way here to the boom boom room.
All right, baby, we got Triple J, VFL, walking into the Boom Boom Room. The door's been locked. It's brought to you by Low T Center, man. Let's jump straight to it. It's hard-hitting questions in here, Triple J. You got to tell me, man, going after the game against Kentucky at home, Chris Lofton jersey gets retired. What was the feeling in the locker room, man, after taking that L, man? Because first of all, man, I was on the SEC Network.
You start with that?
I wore my, yes.
Boom, boom,
I had my orange tie on. Yeah, I'm repping. Yeah, and they panned straight from the game, not even 5 seconds. They just came with the camera. I'm sitting there with the sad face, man.
Yeah, man. It was a lot of disappointment. Just because, obviously, you're going to lose games in basketball, but we were rolling at the time. I think we were 5-0 SEC play. And we're like, you know, CeeLo, he's around a lot. Everybody knows CeeLo. Everybody loves CeeLo. And, you know, I apologized to him, you know, dramatically after the game. We all did. We were just hurt for him.
Yeah.
Not only for ourselves, but for him, because it was his day. His legacy at Tennessee, like, nobody's going to be able to match that. And we were just hurt. But you know, he was like, you know, you got a long season ahead. It's just one game. But yeah, that was probably the toughest loss besides the, you know, the last game of the season, for sure.
Okay, the question's only going to get harder now. You got a 15 footer that has to be made. You get to pick one coach on the staff to take this shot.
Ooh.
What coach are you picking? Or y'all got to run 300 yard shuttles up there in the complex, six of them, and Big G is holding the clock.
You know who I'm going to pick. I'm going with Coach Gainey. You know, Coach Gainey played in North Carolina.
Right.
State, got a good resume. Got a nice jump shot. I'm putting my faith in him.
I like that. All right. So you got to give me a Mount Rushmore. You've seen a lot. You've been through a lot up there. Give me a Mount Rushmore of Tennessee Volunteers. It does not have to just be basketball. Give me your Mount Rushmore. Yes, you on the clock.
So, Okay, so I would say Grant Williams for sure.
Okay.
Peyton Manning for sure. Candace Parker for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Kat Summitt for sure.
Ooh, that is beautiful right there. That is easy, easy. Easy.
All right. Oh, you left out Ron Slay.
Oh, man.
You're supposed to kiss his butt in the boom boom room, you know?
He was the tie between him and Grant.
Hey, all right, my last one before letting you out of the boom boom room. I'm on SEC Network, man. I get the opportunity to go in there. I got a segment called The Slay It. ZZ has been, he's got the headband before, man. I'm dying to give it to my guy. I'm dying to give it to you. Can you promise me during SEC play, you're going to get the Slayed headband at the end of the segment one time?
I promise you I will. You got my word. I'm a man of my word.
That's my guy. That's my guy. Hey, man.
I just got to get my hair braided. It won't look right with my afro.
Hey, let Triple J come out of the boom boom room, man.
Well done.
Well, well, well. Looks like you did good. In the boom boom room. Hoo-wah.
Josiah George James with us on 3HL. How much fun was that football season for you to enjoy that and watch those guys have that success?
I'm telling you, when Tennessee football is rolling, the whole state of Tennessee is rolling. I will tell you that game against Alabama to this day is the best day of my life. I've told people that since that day. Like, that was the craziest environment, the craziest atmosphere, like, I've ever been in. And I can't wait to get back out there for the fall again.
Did you guys end up on the field?
Oh, did I? I stayed on the field for, like, 3-4 hours after the game. I was just trying to enjoy it. And I ran into a lot of fans, took some pictures, and it was like a dream come true. I owe them a lot. Hopefully, you know, basketball, we get to do something like that for them because, I mean, I tell you, that was the best day of my life.
I'm curious because at a lot of places, like, I've done this a long time, I've talked to a lot of people, but, like, on a lot of campuses, sometimes the sports just kind of stay within themselves. Do you have really good friends on the football team? Do you get, like, how well really, do you guys get along?
Really good friends. And I said, I know, I don't really know any of the incoming freshmen, but I know probably, like, 80% of the football team of guys who have been there. It's not just football. It's softball, volleyball, baseball. Shout out to the softball team on a great season, Final Four run.
Yep.
And shout out to the baseball team as well as they head over to Southern Miss. But we're not going to talk about how they didn't give us the Super Region. We're not going to talk about that. It's not enough time for that. It's a great time to be an athlete at the University of Tennessee. We just all want to see each other win. And it's just a great culture, not only in our program, but each program around the whole entire campus.
Who's the best basketball player on the football team?
That's a good question because they're all pretty bad.
Really? That's usually not the case.
Because when I was at Tennessee, we would like play in those intramural leagues, and there was always a football team, you know, and they uh-huh. usually would, you know, torture the frat guys, but
yeah, I would say I know two guys who played with Kennedy, my old teammate over in Memphis. Big O and Jabari are two pretty good hoopers. They were in Africa with me, and they were playing basketball when we were Africa, so I got to see their game a little bit. So I'd probably say those two, but they're still bad at basketball. Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted at all. Hey, did you ever think? Because I heard the phrase "everything's cool." And you were the first person I heard that from. So did you ever think about coining that phrase and going and trademarking it, man, the way people using it now?
Man, I really haven't. I just, you know, me, I was on Twitter. I remember I was looking for it the other day when I first officially said it and I couldn't find it. But, you know, that's just what I believe. And I think the whole world is starting to take notice about how our athletics have taken off. And everything, like, we try to win championships in everything that we take part in, and it's just a great time to be on campus at the University of Tennessee.
Josiah Jordan James with us. We obviously know that you're an exceptionally talented basketball player. What might we not know that you're really good at?
Man, I feel like everybody knows me. Everybody knows I love yoga, but I don't think they understand how much I love yoga. Like,
I didn't know that.
So I really am into, like, I'm a big yogi. And so, I mean, I feel like a lot of people know it, but, like, I can't overstate how much I love yoga. Like, just being present in my body, just being there for myself mentally, physically, like, it helps me out so much. And I'm actually, I haven't, I've been a little scared to go to like a yoga studio in Knoxville, but I told myself this last year, like, I'm going to start going out to yoga studios, because usually I just use the app called Peloton and get my workout there. But I want to I want to get out in the community and find a place where I can go to.
This is like, has NIL deal written all over it.
Yeah, yes. Man, come on, dude.
Lead the class.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, for sure. That could definitely be something for sure.
Yeah, JoJo's yoga.
Hey, man, be sure to give Chad Newman a hard time for me, man, and tell him I'll be calling him to get some kind of treatment or something this summer. I'm on the way up in about 2 weeks, dog.
You know, I'm going to keep Chad busy. We all are. We got to give Chad a hard time. But, no, Chad is great. Chad is awesome. He's Tennessee through and through, and I hope that we can – you know, win some more championships for him, for sure.
Well, I loved how you explained your decision. And life is about opportunities. I'm glad you had a couple of great ones from which to choose. And you know, as sports fans, and certainly Slay and I as Tennessee guys, we appreciate you coming back, bro.
Most definitely.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right, Josiah Jordan James at JJJames30 on Twitter. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Thank you, guys. Y'all take care.
All right. How about that dude?
He's so likable.
Yeah.
So likable.
That's why I felt like it would, at some point it would be hard to come back, just for the simple fact, outside of the relationships, when you get in those meetings with teams,
he's going to blow them away.
Well,
that and you know, like, Tennessee moved on roster-wise, too.
That, too. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a pretty cool little space that – you know, they had together,
yeah.
They being Tennessee and Josiah Jordan James, mm-hmm. that they could do this.
Right.
You know?
That depth, man.
Because a lot, I mean, I'm telling you, and you know, a lot of schools would have been like, hey, man, we don't have a spot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And technically, they do have 14 scholarship players now with 13 scholarships, so they'll have to figure that part out. But, man, awesome. Awesome job. Yep. All right, more 3HL when we come back. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045 on Twitter.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow, nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
3HL 1045 is on. Did I say that?
Didn't feel like it.
Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, and Ron Slade. You can watch the show Facebook Live, Twitter, Twitch.
Twitch, please.
And YouTube.
Ooh, you went different.
I don't know
order
what I'm doing
there.
Yeah, that's weird. It's weird. I don't know. Anyway, the FNM bank chat is open. Clay on Facebook. Is this show all Vols all the time again today? Yeah, we've literally talked Vols once.
With a player.
With kind of a hard player to get on.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's hard to get college basketball players right now. Yeah,
and by the way, thanks for listening, jerk.
Not only is he hard to get on, I had to call a special number and give secret digits just to get to him.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's funny.
Wow. That's insulation right there, baby.
Time on play. Kovac.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about, in all seriousness, thanks for listening, seriously.
What are you trying to cover up from my thanks for listening, jerk, comment or something?
In all seriousness, we talked a lot about DeAndre Hopkins visiting the Titans reportedly on Sunday. Mike Vrabel even acknowledged it when asked about it at the press conference, which he usually doesn't do. So definitely fire with that smoke. Coach Mack joined us at 3:20, so you can check that out where you get your podcasts. And he talked extensively.
I thought it was a really, really good segment with Coach Mack.
Yeah.
Not that they're not all really good, but I thought that one was exceptionally great.
He talked to us.
He had good stuff from him.
He had great stuff on DeAndre Hopkins. He had great stuff on Arden Key.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
yeah, he said, I would want him in my defense.
Give me him all day long. Got to love that. That's coming from
Coach Mike. Doesn't say stuff like that very often. Like, you got to be impressing him for him to say something like that.
Yep, man. Ooh. Coach Mike's one of the best linebackers coaches in the history of the game.
Ever.
One of the best defensive minds in the history of the game. Virgil Herring joined us to kind of walk through the, I felt like we were like thinking out loud, but with a golf professional. So that made it a little more unifying for us as we're talking about the unification of the PGA Tour, LIV Golf, and DP World Tour and what that might look like. Todd Furman, you can get all these where you get your podcasts. Get the 3HL podcast, 1045thezone.com. And then, yes, we did talk Tennessee basketball with Josiah Jordan James. And we talked about
for
life.
A full segment.
We talked about life with him, which is typically what we do with our guests. But 3HL presented by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, springhillhc.com. That is the big story. DeAndre Hopkins, who caught 64 balls last year in just 9 games for 717 yards and 3 touchdowns. He would have led the Titans in receiving by 11 receptions. He missed the first 6 games for violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy. And he's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming to Nashville. And one of y'all, let's see, Big W, said, you don't let D-Hop leave once you get him in the door. Titans hostage negotiations.
I like it. I like it, Big Dub.
You got to just hold him hostage.
Yeah. Hey, we got a boom, boom, room door. It can get locked. We know we got the key. Make DeAndre Hopkins tell us the truth.
As a part of his interview process or recruitment or however you want to look at it, like, depends on which side you're looking at, but I mean, Vrabel said today, we want guys that want to be here.
Yeah.
So that was a clear message to him. Yep. But I think part of the process is that you should be over there as a part of this deal and put him in the boom, boom room live and see how he responds. See how he handles.
Yeah. That's what I would adversity. Yeah. I know Rand will be looking in. He's been in there before. You got to get Vrabel in the boom, boom room.
Get that
too.
Blood pressure elevated a little bit.
I cannot even imagine Vrabes in the boom, boom room.
Oh, he's going.
He's definitely going.
He's about to blow that boom, boom room up.
Well. Vrabes, come on the show when you get done with these little training, you know, these mini camps and these OTAs and you get
these little.
You get on all this.
Little professional players and stuff.
That's like Nance with all these golf tournaments. You know, he's going to come in here for an hour, Jim Nance, at some point. But when you get done with your little stuff, and come on in.
Come on.
Slide over. We got time for you.
Water's bring the warm. Fam.
Yeah. We'll make time for you if you want to come.
Slay will bring snacks.
I got Friday. Oh, you won't be here.
I am not here.
We are working on something. Someone filling in for Dawn on Friday.
Oh.
I'm like super bummed that I'm not going to be here.
When I first started talking with him about it, I thought you were here. So it wasn't set up that way at all. I'm bummed about it too.
You would have had a ball, Babsy.
But here's the thing. My guess is if we get this done once, we'll get it done again.
Okay.
Two times. Tuesday, Wednesday.
Dos equis.
Dos equis. Do it.
Reese is in Bowling Green with some brew, I would imagine. Reese,
you've been called a buffoon.
Yeah. I did. I heard you and Laura call me a buffoon. I thought you was on my team, big play.
Man, Reese, I'm rolling with you, man. I'm rolling with you, but I can't. I got to ride with Laura, too, now.
Well, she's better looking than me, so I don't blame you. Now, I usually start with you, but I got to start with Bams real quick. Bams, I don't want you to feel bad about your miscue earlier, because the story is that I accidentally let out a bad word on your show one time, so we'll forgive you.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what? Uh-oh, which miscue is he talking about? I didn't think I had one today.
My bad over here.
Well, big play. Now we're back to business. So, it's hump day, as you're well aware of.
Hump day?
Now, talking, so we're a little over halfway through the work week, and I'm a little over halfway through a 30-pack, so I think we're all square there.
Oh, my goodness. It's Wednesday. You're halfway through the week, too.
We got to get to a little sports talk since it's a sports show.
Mm-hmm.
UT baseball. We've heard a lot of nonsense talk about soccer today. We got in a little Peloton talk, some nonsense Saudi Arabian golf. Let's get to some important stuff. That one person in the bank chat or whatever, it should be all Vols talk all the time. If he don't like UT sports, why is he listening to a sports show based out of Tennessee? Go find you a Yankee station and listen, man. Get out of here. But we are going to sweep down in Hattiesburg because we're mad that we're not hosting this Super Regional. Does Hattiesburg even have a hotel? I mean, what in the world are they hosting? That's ridiculous.
They got 30 of them,
I think. We are going to run through them. It's going to be crazy easy. We're going to Omaha in the middle of nowhere, and you know what Smokey's going to do?
What's that?
He has got his paws already on that flag, and we are planting it in dead center field because we are World Series champions. I'm just telling you right now.
Go Vols!
Yeah!
Rocky some Rocky Top up in here. I mean, what is going on? This is UT 24/7. Now,
we got Yankees in our chat that are not happy with this call.
No, they are not. Say Yankees. I'm worried about them. Leave us all out. Good old Rocky Top.
Woo! Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Reese.
All right. Yeah. All right. Okay, let's go, that's baby. Enough. Yo,
thank you,
Yankees,
Seth.
I'm so, with you.
Clay,
cut that.
Clay on Facebook really got what he wanted now. Oh, man. 615-737-1045.
On Facebook, I need to know what team he roots for. I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm. We'd love to know.
Yeah.
Reply. Clay?
Yeah, God, now it's like a full attack on the North.
Yeah.
They go back to crying in their nasty, unsweetened tea.
Nasty, unsweetened tea.
My goodness.
Speaking of DeAndre Hopkins, let's get back into that real quick before we take a break, and then we'll end the show with it also. But Treylon Burks was asked about DeAndre Hopkins' visit coming up.
You know, that's something that I can't control. He's an awesome player, great player. Would be fun to play with him. So, you know, if we end up getting him, then we get him. If we don't, then we don't. But no offense to him, he's a great player. But I'm just glad. I like playing with who we have here. So,
somebody you could learn a lot from, though.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, he would be a great mentor. You know, I've watched D-Hop since I was younger. One of my favorite players. And, you know, he just carries himself the right way. And then his game on the field just speaks for itself. So
that's got to be a hard question to answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're asked about a high-profile receiver that's coming in, like, he could end up on your team.
Right.
But you also are loyal to the guys that are in your room currently. That's a tough question to answer.
I didn't think about that. I didn't think about it that way because – my response is, of course you would want that guy in your room with you.
Yep. Because Max said, I threw the babies out with the bathwater.
Goodness.
Did.
Yeah, speaking of, where did that phrase come from?
I don't know.
Oh, honk. Like
the old more than one way to skin a cat.
Throw the babies out with the bathwater phrase. Look it up. Oh, we got the answer from Clay Foster.
Oh, here we go.
Speaking of the guys in the room.
Oh, this is Kirby.
Treylon Burks asked about the confidence he has in those guys.
It's high because, you know, we just pride ourselves on having fun. That's one thing Coach Rob teaches. This is just to go out and have fun, not think too much. Everybody's going to make mistakes. It's better to make mistakes out here than in a game. So, you know, just move on to the next play and just keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
I like Treylon Burks.
Gotta love him.
I like him a whole lot more healthy.
And if he catches like 100 balls.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be something. Mm-hmm. All right, more 3HL when we come back. Appreciate y'all being with us. Appreciate you listening to the show. As always, presented by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. SpringHillAC.com.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow, nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
All right, John, 104.5 The Zone. Lionel Messi going to the MLS.
Huge.
ESPN stats and info. According to Vivid Seats, Inter Miami's July 21st home game versus Cruz Azul is the biggest price spike today. Average ticket price for that game has increased 205% over the past 4 days to see Lionel Messi's debut with the club. Potentially. So on Sunday, the price for that game was $122. Monday, $120. Tuesday, $126. Today, $373.
Oh, good Lord! I just saw somewhere it went up to like $485.
Woo, baby! Messi.
Does that even cost that to get into the NBA Finals tonight?
No, it does not. Actually, I think it's like three something for NBA Finals.
That's crazy.
So Hunk asked a good question in his break glass rundown. What would you compare the Lionel Messi news to? What American going to play elsewhere would this be? So to me, it would be like, now keep in mind, Messi turned down $1.4 billion to go play in Saudi Arabia over 3 years?
Oh, my gosh.
What if LeBron James said, I'm going to go play international ball.
Now, I'm going to go play in China.
Yeah, it's not going to be him. Oh, nice. It's not going to be him because his son's coming up. But, you know, somebody like.
Be equivalent, though.
It would be the
equivalent. Would be the equivalent. Yeah. Like, that's what Messi is.
You got to take a guy that's at the height of whatever sport they're playing. You know what I mean? Especially as face.
And it's crazy that LeBron still is. But
well, and LeBron is the only athlete in 2022 that actually earned more money than Messi. Messi made $122 million last year. LeBron made $126.
I mean, you played internationally. What if LeBron said, look, me and Bronny going to go play overseas? Like, what would the reaction be over there?
I remember when I was over there, people were talking about when Dominique came over. He played for Virtus Bologna. And
I remember that.
It was nuts. Like, you still
really?
See. Really? Well,
and they don't have
the
capacity
for that
viewership, right?
No, not like that. You probably get it.
It's not going to happen.
13,000, you know what I mean? But
could you imagine?
Yeah.
Like me and my son are coming over here. We're going to make, you know, $4 billion.
Silly. It'll be like, come on, man.
But basketball is what? Number two sport over there? Whereas soccer is probably one.
Yeah. It ain't no question. Yeah,
it's interesting.
It would be wild.
I'm trying to like compare even more.
I'm trying to think if it's somebody. Dominique was super high profile coming over to Italy. That's tough. That's a tough one.
Soccer's not number two here, though.
Because they already got their fan bases, those clubs over in Europe. So to add a megastar to it, it's like
they light fires.
They sell out anyway. Yeah, it's a sellout anyway. So where are they going? They just sit on top of the roof and look through, make a
price
glass
is sky
roof.
High. Yeah,
like what? Yes, yep. That's exactly what they'll do, Babs.
Real quick, Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator Tim Kelly talking about Will Levis not repeating mistakes and bouncing back from mistakes.
Yeah, he's done a good job at that. Now's the time to make the mistakes, right? And so far, Will has not been, an offender in terms of being a guy who makes repeat mistakes. So that's the biggest thing. You know, it's all well and good to come out here and make mistakes as long as we're learning from him. And he's done a good job doing that. And we have not seen the repeat mistakes show up.
I'm sorry, I got so distracted by the geese in the background.
They were scared. They were about to attack.
On the attack. Hey, geese will come at you now.
Oh, heck yeah, they will.
Geese. They're mean, dude.
They're mean.
Why you? Yeah. Just give me a goose.
Heck you.
Nah, you get that neck. Your neck going to get messed up.
Plus, like, if they come after you and you have to, like, run from them, this has happened to me before. I don't know why they came after me, but they did.
I wish I had video of
them. They come in a pack.
There's like two of them usually. But then, like, Yeah, they do roll in packs too, though. Mm-hmm. But no, like they come at you, and then like if you're in a high target geese area, then you're having to like obstacle course through the green poo.
Yeah, they'll poop. Yeah, they are poop, yeah. Poop masters.
Poo masters.
Yeah,
that's a new one. That's a new slayism.
Oh man, poo masters.
Y'all know we love Tyjae Spears. Tim Kelly talking about using him in the pass game.
The athleticism he's able to use to be able to get in and out of breaks has been really good. He's been reliable. He's been clean in terms of his assignments, and when the ball's found him, he's made the play on the ball, which is a big deal. So again, looking to see some improvement from him today as we move down to the red area, and we'll see where his trajectory ends up going.
Speaking of Tyjae Spears, a lot of us talking about him, a lot of people overlooking Hassan Haskins. Not us, we asked Coach Mack about him today, but Mike Vrabel talking about Hassan Haskins.
I haven't forgotten about Hassan.
Well, as far as from the media standpoint.
Well, that's your fault. That's not my fault.
That's what I'm trying to take care of.
Vrabel's on his game today.
Good luck. These guys are tough. They have an agenda. Hassan was, and he actually came up again today. Frank and I were talking just before practice. He is a player that shows when the pads come on. Like, that's just what it is. He's not going to wow you with the speed. He's not going to wow you with his flashy moves. But, I mean, he's a very good special teams player for us, a physical tackler for us. He was a kickoff returner for us. He's a physical runner. So excited for where he's at and how he can help and contribute and do all those things and find a role for this football team. But he is not going to be a guy that's going to, stand out with shorts and helmets on. He guy you put pads on, and when you have to tackle him or when you have to start hitting guys, which is good for football, he does a good job at that.
That's exactly what Coach Mack said.
I liked today's Vrabel.
Yeah,
I really did.
It's almost like he was excited about something.
It was activated very much.
Maybe a visitor. Maybe somebody's coming in town to see him. Maybe he's pumped about it. Huh, who could that be?
I'll stake out Vrabel if you need me to.
Beginning of next week. Huh.
Why don't you just go to Signature Air and meet him or wherever he's flying?
Yeah,
is he flying in charter? Yeah. Or is he flying
he's
in commercial?
He's flying in private, right?
I don't know.
I'm going to let him in. I ain't letting him out. I'll flatten them tires on that jet. Jet can't move without tires.
Oh, my gosh. I can see the police report
it can,
now.
No, it's not safe.
No.
Ronald Sylvester Slay arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Fried.
I give my all for the Tennessee Titans.
I give my all. back at it tomorrow. Big Savage will join us. Ramon Foster from Ramon, Kayla Will, RK Dub. Also, Greg Cosell. And I know we've talked DeAndre Hopkins tape. We'll do it again in case y'all missed it. Tomorrow with Greg Cosell. Appreciate y'all being with us. Hit us anytime at 3HL1045. What's coming up next, Hunk?
That would be the 3HL After Party brought to you by Awaken 180. And where are we going to be tomorrow?
Hattie B.
Chicken.
On Charlotte.
Chicken.
Come see us. Hot.
It's National Best Friends Day. Bring your best friend.
Aw.
Hey.
Because we're the three
best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have.
God, I wish I was controlling the board right now.
Good night. God bless.
See ya.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.